Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Are hoping to celebrate St. Patrick's Day with a win over San Jose here at the United Center to conclude their homestand. And though the Sharks are looking up at everyone else in the standings, the Hawks shouldn't expect anything less than a spirited battle from the guys from NoCal. Drop of the puck, this hockey game's underway, and the Hawks are going to get control as Mrazek stops it in his crease. Carpenter there for San Jose. Head to Grantland, then back to Carpenter at center ice. Crossing the Hawk line to Grantland down the slot. He shoots, save, rebound, score! Ryan Carpenter. Second time Ryan Carpenter has scored against the Blackhawks for the Sharks. And it's now 1-0 San Jose with 9:27 left in period number one. Behind the Hawk net. Oh, and a pass now from Grantland out in front to Kostin. He shoots and scores. Klim Kostin, who was acquired by the Sharks in a trade with the Detroit Red Wings and was actually drafted here at the United Center in 2017 by the Blues. Boy, he snapped this one into the top shelf past Mrazek. 2-0 San Jose. Connor Bedard's got it in front of the benches at center ice. Crossing the Shark line left wing. Put it over Tyler Johnson. Right wing. Put it in front. Kershaw shoots. He scores! Philip Kershaw bolting down the slot. Redirects this one past Cooley. It took the Hawks almost two periods, but they're on the board now, trailing the Sharks 2-1. Kershaw left wing half court. And Bedard being pinned down to the ice, and Tyler Johnson now battling with Kalen Addison. And they're going to grapple and drop the mitts. Tyler Johnson scrapping with Kalen Addison. Both can go. And now they headlock one another, and down to the ice they go. Left point to Nardi. Put it over right circle. Donato's got it and fires. He scores! Ryan Donato with a tying goal with 9:21 left in the third. Great work by the Hawks to produce that chance. Donato caught that puck in his midsection when it dropped to his stick and snapped it past Cooley. We're tied at two. Down in behind the Shark net. Sturm blacked it away to the near board. Reichel's got it. Put it in the high slot. Korchinski fires. He scores! Kevin Korchinski with a bomb from the blue line. This deflects past the goaltender Cooley. And with 8:09 left in the third, the Hawks now have their first lead of the game at 3-2. Now Blackwell into the Shark zone. The Anderson. He shoots. He scores! Joey Anderson! Anderson beside the net, and he backhands one past the goaltender Cooley, and all of a sudden the Hawks are rolling. They now lead the Sharks 4-2. Johnson of the puck will go for it. He fires it to length of the ice, bounces out to Kershaw with an empty net, leaves it for Bedard. He shoots, he scores! An empty net goal for Connor Bedard. There's no time on the clock. This may or may not count, but it's icing on the cake figuratively for the Blackhawks. Well, they drop the puck at center ice, and there's the horn. The Hawks have won again. For the first time this season, the Blackhawks have won three of their last four games. They've also won four of their last six. And Joe, dare I say it, the Hawks are playing their best hockey of the year. It's been a lot of fun to watch, and on St. Patrick's Day to boot.